This is the Lars Larson Show.
Welcome back to the program. About 5 days from now, we're heading into some of the Jewish high holidays, and 5 days from now is the one-year anniversary of the terrible massacre that happened in Israel, and I have a feeling that that's going to put some people on high alert, not just in the Middle East, but in this country as well. So, should Jewish Americans be scared or wary of terrorist attacks as we head into those Jewish high holidays? Sergeant Betsy Bratner-Smith joins me now, now retired as a cop and spokesperson for the National Police Association. Sergeant Smith, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be with you to talk about this. You know, we don't want Jewish Americans to be afraid, but we want them to be prepared. And American law enforcement understands, we understand what's happening now with the holidays. We understand what's happening with the anniversary of October 7th. And we're going to be prepared. We need our Jewish brothers and sisters to be prepared as well.
And how do you get prepared when you've got a country with, I'd say, but Sergeant Smith, I think the White House and the current candidate for the Democrat candidate for president right now are not exactly pro-Israel or pro-Jewish.
Well, I don't disagree with that. But, you know, as American law enforcement, we don't care about your religion. We don't care about your belief system. We understand terrorism in this country. You know, remember, it was American law enforcement officers that sacrificed on 9/11/01 and ever since. And we have heard Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, talk now for over a year, talking about the potential threat for terrorism. And, you know, we've got to admit, we have one group in the Middle East. We have the Iranians who are advocating for the death to a whole nother group, Jews. And that isn't just in the Middle East. That's here in America as well. So we understand that every day things are escalating in the Middle East, and we understand that we have a great potential for that to come home here into the United States. Plus, we know that there are thousands and thousands of unknown people that have come across both our southern and northern border. We have no idea who they are. We have no idea where they're at, but we know that they hate Jews, and we know that a lot of them hate America.
Yeah, and they hate Donald Trump as well, because within the last few weeks, you and I have talked about the fact that the intelligence agency said we know of at least 5 assassination teams on American soil. 2 apparently are homegrown, and the other 3 are sponsored by foreign governments. They haven't said which foreign governments, to my knowledge, but I would suspect they're probably Middle Eastern foreign governments, and I would guess that at least one of them is probably Iran. Iran wants Donald Trump dead.
And Iran has had an infusion of cash thanks to the current administration. We know that there are credible threats against political leaders in our country, including Mike Pompeo and Donald Trump from Iran. And we know, again, that we have so many unidentified people in this country that have the potential for terrorism. So again, to our Jewish brothers and sisters in this country, as you celebrate and remember, you know, the holidays, as we honor the one-year anniversary of the horrific attacks on October 7th, we all need to be aware, whether you're Jewish or not, pay attention to what's happening. If you have a Jewish center, if you have a place of worship, Christians need to be aware as well, because, of course, Christians are perceived as people who are helpful to Jews. We all need to pay attention to what's happening. But I believe that the American law enforcement officer is going to be prepared. We pay attention to this stuff, and we want to protect our people.
I mean, one of my concerns, you mentioned the head of the FBI, Chris Wray. The FBI seems to have had a colossal number of misses in the last decade or so. I mean, misses on school shootings, misses on all kinds of things. You know, we go back to their long lists that I've made up of incidents that have happened where the FBI got specific warnings. In some case, if you go back to the Parkland school shooting, they were specifically warned about the man by name. He was a teenager at the time, but they were warned about him and they missed. You know, and you know of those lists as well. And I'm not sure the FBI is even going to respond in a meaningful way. So if we can't trust them, we're going to have to turn to local law enforcement, but they seem to be under the gun as well.
Well, local law enforcement, of course, continues to be short-staffed. But those law enforcement officers, and I talk to them every week all around this country because I'm also a police trainer, they understand not just what's happening here in the United States, but they understand what's happening worldwide. And leadership is prepared. There have already been bulletins that have come out, you know, around the country talking about the Jewish holidays coming up, the October 7th anniversary. So local law enforcement, we don't, you know, we like to work with our federal partners, but do we need them to be effective? We do not. We are prepared, and we just want to remind people that this is why we need you to support the American law enforcement officer, because we are trying to keep our local places of worship, our local businesses, and our local friends and family safe during these trying times.
And don't ever forget that about once a week, the leaders of Iran come out and declare death to Israel. And right after they say that, they say death to the United States as well. And I know some people disregard that. I do not. Sergeant Smith, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me. And if everybody could go to nationalpolice.org, see all the great work we're doing, and hit that donate button if you can, because we're trying to support those cops and people like you who support us.
Sergeant Betsy Bratner-Smith from the National Police